the Gemara right then. Where are we?
Oh, where's Evie?
Where's everyone?
Where are we?
Top of Lama Bez. Lama Bez.
Finish out?
I think we got the Masr, no?
Oh, I remember. Masr Vavin. Shachas Evesh Lamata Vezakana Lamala. Evesh Lamala Vezakana Lamata. Nasa Tshera. Hi. Started the kana high up, and you turn towards the bottom. The mark of shenigma shchitas hakana hischil shchitas of eshet. The mary lebetzem, it's one straight line, but it's on an angle, diagonal. Chayim matul amala. The mary le, it's not that it's two separate places. That's not going to be for us. You can see it's one straight cut. It's interesting, in the Rambam is we discussed yesterday, the Rambam seems paskins, they don't need brass. Not paskins like learn seems to learn the Gemara of the Mechananel, but we had the Duke of the Magnishna. We added a Duke. And Rambam agrees to all other Peshatim as well. It's just interesting to note that Rambam, when it comes to our Gemara, Rambam said, "Yeah, Shnayim Shalosh Vesakin, Kol Echad Mitzadze, Echad Mitzadze, Shnayim Mitzanacha, Kenegra."
It's kosher. The Rambam Paskin is like Rab. And Rambam added, "V'chein shchita su, v'chein shchita su kekolmus, v'shchita su kemasreik sheira." So here the Rambam brings down our Gemara, "Shchita su, v'chein shchita su kekolmus." The Chishtuk Laura that our Gemara, the Rambam is a shtuk of mashma that the v'chein that just we just said, you don't, it doesn't mekhod. So too, therefore kolmus. The coma is not a problem. The diagonal is not a problem. Chayra, Argamar says that even Madame do not for us, but coma is okay. That's coma for us. Straight through. So a little bit funny to dig the Rambam. Mechain sounds like it's connected to everything he said till now. Meaning, it's only because I said, you know, the Shinu Rachmecha, therefore, Koma is okay. So you have to be Matchit Rambam that, I mean, it's certainly true if you hold your name of Machmecha, certainly Koma is worked, but it's not Gishmak. Rambam, a little bit of a horror here. Rambam says, Machain, and he quotes our Gemara, even though our Gemara is very clear that Ilman Rambam, they do need Machmecha. That's the Rambam's definition for us. And still it's okay. Talk more about it. How Torah, the Ishcha B'Shnayim Shalosh M'Kaynes. All the Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Shaka M'Shufri, Shufri Shufri. He took the best cuts. And Rav Zeila, I don't know what the point of that little information is, the Gethos, they took the best. I don't know why that's the Gethos, the Gethos, but anyway, Amalei, Rab Zer lematan Rabbeinu Mishnaseinu Mishnei Sakinim Obeiz Bnei Adam. Says Rashi lematan Rabbeinu Bilki Chazu. Not that you've taught us otherwise, but you've taught us Bilki Chazu. You taught us a lesson. You taught us halacha. And Mishnaseinu Tani Shnei Meretz Masakin Hu Bishnei Sakinim Kamachshe. By being kind of this meeting, so you've taught us that Batsma for us is not a problem. And therefore, Shnei Bidon, Shnei Sakinim, is good. Okay, so turn Rabbeinu, Mishnaseinu, 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 the Mash, Mishnaseinu, Halacha. Mishnaim, Shalashim, Kaim, Mishnaseinu, Kshera. Ma'agar is, Ma'atan Rabbeinu, Mishnaseinu, Misak, and Echad, Bez, Benel, and Kulayma. Okay, according to Bahag, they're asking Akasha. Kulayma, Eichat, the Eichel, Hati, by this me, I told you, you said there was a problem. Meaning that one was only one knife and they're both holding it, but they're shechting the same place, not shechting two different places. Not like the Girsa, Shnei Sakinu, Shnei Bnei Adam. The Girsa is, you've taught us not like this. You've taught us that Sakin Echad. Shnei bnei adam it's sakin echad. And male's not meforas. Eichat oichel, mechamachim kim leichosh ledvarav, v'ochal, meshuf de shufri. Maisa doesn't say that we listened to him. Shemam rosh ken aloch sharei, chose by masha yira gil farish, mes nisin, besakin echad. Obviously changed his mind. I know it's because of the shuf de shufri, but Maisa changed his mind. Zokti Moravaita. Oh. Amr Hilam Rab. Hichlid as a sakin, men simla simen, uposkoi, sula. Tachas a or, kshay. So also in Fortarain, Asugya, Hosh, what's this Fortarain? I was looking at it. I'm waiting for your type. Oh, yeah, also we jump into the sugya, but it's not exactly. Anyway, also we have a sugya here of Chalada. We have a sugya of Chalada. What's it doing here, Bachal? As Taisa says, among our Mesis and Chalada, you write the Mishnah about Chalada, the Lama Beis. So what's up is admitting the sugya of. Shnei Mishalosh Mekainis, or what is that? My cash at Chalada. The Taisa is, and this is the Chalada you write Levia. El Agav the Hach Shirav Leel Shchit the Shein Mufaras. Hey, when Plagis Rav and Shmuel, Shein Mufaras. So you know Rav is Machshir Shchit the Shein Mufaras. Kazoyz Psula Mitam Chalada. Kamashmot. So, this Taisus, it might be very important Taisus. Lagabe, what the etzem soul of Chalad is. What is Yisoid of the soul of Chalad? What do we see in this? So the question like this is Chalada the problem that's not Kederach? Or is Chalada the problem that it's not revealed? And it's not open. Okay? The Gemara on the Chafan days, the Gemara, I hope everyone saw, we had a Machlaikis over there. What's the problem if you shech a. You do malika with a knife. Why is it Why is it a problem? Why is it Nevela? So the Machlek is over there. Because the Iri said, Nishber Mafrekas Vaibas Im is Nevela. And the Gemara of Rechistus, that I have a riot to Zairi, that if you break the Mefrekes and the Roy Basa, that itself makes it a Nevela. And that's why, Molk Basakin, the time of the God, the Beis Ablia, because it's, when Molk Basakin, what you're doing is, you're cutting Mefrekes and Roy Basa. So before you even start, you made it a Nevela. That's Zairi Shita, and that's Rechistus wanted to make a riot for the Mishnah. The Gemara is Daicha the Raya. The Gemara is Daicha the Raya. Two ways. Rav Huna says, because it's a problem of Chalada, and Rava says it's a problem of Drasa. Okay? So now, we'll see Rashi tells exactly what the problem of Drasa is. But just before we see the Chesh of the Gemara, and the Gemara goes on to say, Manda Madairis. My time, I'm a mishum b'fnei shum machlit. I'm a la chalada heichidami. What's chalada? Kechul the hadara v'ikre batim the michsi hacha megal. So the reason why Rav says mishum the dairis and not mishum chalada in this case is no problem chalada. Why is no problem chalada? Because here the knife is revealed. You see the knife. Even Rashi told me, Rashi said, why if you're Huna? Yeah? Is there a problem, Chalada? Because the bone, unlike the Simanim, the Mefrekes, the bone in the back of the neck, when you cut it, when you cut through it, it closes up. It doesn't stay open. That's why the problem, Chalada. And what does Rabbi say is not a problem, Chalada? Because over here it's Megalia. Dafgav Shein Etz Mispashit Kol Kach Legal's Beis Hashchita Miwasak and Nira. Okay? So according to Rashi, he's saying that a Rabbi says no problem Chalada, why not? Even though you don't see the Beis Hashchita, but you see the knife. So Mela, and what's the problem of Chalada? Because the Pasuk that Kicholda Adar Abikre Batim the Machasya, the Cholda, the weasel is hidden. Yeah?
So the Sefer Yavim Shmuel from the Tashbits, they quote, he says, the reason why in Hebrew also, how do you say rust in Hebrew?
Chalud.
It's chalud, right? Why is rust called chalud? Because it covers it up. That's what the Tashbits says in the Yavim Shmuel. But anyway, so according to Rashi, what's the machlokes over here? Machlokes seems to be what that chalad is, according to Rashi, both of them hold that chalad is, that has to be revealed, has to be uncovered. The shail is, what has to be uncovered? Is it the knife that has to be uncovered? Or is it the beis hashchita that has to be uncovered? Rav Huna says the problem chalad, why? Because even though the knife is revealed, but the beis hashchita is uncovered. And Rava says, no, as long as the knife is revealed, it's not a problem chalada. But Gabon, the Gemara brings down, what is chalada? The Gemara says, at least according to Rava, the Gemara says, what's chalada? Chalada is kecholda, that's the mistater mebat. Yeah? That's chalada. So that would seem, that what is the problem of chalada? That it's covered up. Okay, and you have to be done. What being covered is the problem? Is it the knife? Is it the beis hashchita? We'll see more about that. But come on, the problem is it's not uncovered. So now, l'chayra, that's the chayra what Taisa over here is saying. That's the aimik of what Taisa is saying over here. Because Taisa says, what for crying out loud, what is this doing over here? Zogtais is because Rav told me they don't need mefaras. Mefaras is not a problem. Meaning, if the shechit is not in one place, or the shechit is not straight through,
you can't see the whole shechita, yeah. That's okay, yeah. But there's a mefuras. There is an element of mefuras that you do need. The hainu, like the Bach says, k'mash malon the ainu mefuras kazoy is psula. Okay, so even though you don't need help to see the whole shechita, it could be in shemesh beginning mekayimis. But if the whole shechita is covered, mefuras kazoo. In other words, there's a hemshech where the sun go over here. This mefuras is mechayik is Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, that doesn't have to shechita be in one place. You have to be able to see straight through whatever it is. Chet shachet doesn't have to be straight through, right? You know, clear cut like that. Or, but he said, no, there's not mefuras. And that is, if it's uncovered, legamri, if it's covered, whatever it is that's covered, we'll see, yeah, whatever it is that's covered, then that's also a problem. So, in Bethlehem, the side of mefuras before, and mefuras, it's a gedda mefuras over here. Now, I know that it's not covered. That l'chari you see clearly in Taism is, at least Taism over here. We'll see Taism of Chavchav maybe saying something else. But in Taism over here, it's very, in Chaira, it comes out from Taism, the side of the problem is that it's covered. Like the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara brings down the Pasha. The Dim in the Chul, then.
And he said that he's necessary
that
it's
a
riot for Afuna, because for us it's just this shit.
What do you mean?
Is it a riot? Can you say it's a riot?
It's what a riot for Afuna?
The fact that we're being done a Chalada to for us, and for us it's just...
No, but it, as of right now, it could be everyone holds. Both Rav Huna and Rava, both of them hold the mefras means it can't be uncovered. Shaila is it can't be covered. Shaila is if Rashi, we'll see that is differently. But if Rashi, the mechalik is just what is it that has to be that can't be covered? Is the knife or is the beis hashchita? That's the mechalik is. So no, but I'm saying you don't have a raya necessarily from here. Here you see that there has to be mefras. It has to be uncovered, right? What? You can still clear what is it that has to be uncovered. So it might not be mochach. You see what I'm saying?
Also, if you look at Taisus on Amud Aleph, he seems to be saying the whole thing about
Merbach Rava, so it seems to be just that's in Rashi. In Rashi, because it's Merbach Rava, but we pass me, it doesn't have to be Merbach Rava, right? So Shaila is now, we pass my grav. I said before. We pass my knowledge grav. We pass my grav. I said. It was just on Tyson on our day. Mash mishkan aloch l'vishnayim mishkan l'vishnayim makaymes k'sheira. You pass in that you don't need mefuras. Question is this type of mefuras. Okay. That's Tyson over here. L'chayir telling me that the side of the psul is that it's uncovered. Now, and that we see also in the Ravon, you have in the sheets, the Ravon seems to say that very clearly. The Ravon says, he goes through in the Ravon over there. Goes through all the psulei shechita. Meiz etam asura mishum she'ena mifuras. The problem of chalada is not mifuras. Yeah, v'amina menayin l'shechita shu mifuras shenemar chet shoch l'shoina ma chet begoli shemachi glu yam shechita begoli v'ina shnei megula milmala v'chalada stuma milmala. So, he's zicha saying that the problem is he's connecting it to mefaras, but in the Ravon it's mashma that it will be totally in the mechloi. He quotes the Gemara mefaras. I mean, a menayel shchitz mefaras that it's possible. Shnei mechet shochel l'shayna, machet begolui, yeah, machet begolui. See, the Gemara says chet shochet, right? So says the Ravon, what do we see from Chet Shachet? Not that it has to be a clear-cut shechita. Right? Rashi said, what does chet shachet mean? What does Rashi say chet shachet? Shechita dum de chetz. Yeah, it's clean-cut. She'en echayt bebeiz mekayimet. You shoot an arrow, it goes straight through. Right? That's chet shachet. What does Rabban say? They know. The chet shachet is ma chet begoloi, shamach egeluya, avshchita begoloi. So he learned that even the dimming of our Gemara of chet shachet is begoloi. But Bukhari can't be saying this only in the Mandam and the Mefras is a problem, because everyone agrees that Chalav is a problem. The five Psula Shechita is not Tali, the Machlaik is in the Chaptes Laman Ma'alef, Machlaik is Ram and Shmuel, whether or not Mefras is a problem. Right? So you have to say that there's different arguments. In other words, if you cut it in two Mekaymis, that's a Machlaik is where that's called, that's a problem of Mefras. So I have to say, when we're cutting it, it's revealed. But everyone old, right? But by Chalada, it's covered. There, he said, we learn out, where do we know the psul of Chalada? Is that what we say? From Chet Shachar. That's where we know the psul. So, and right there, it's clear in him, the psul, the sight of the psul is that it's uncovered. That it's covered. And that we learn out from Chet Shachar. Tell the Gazak. Yeah, the Makar, the of our Gemara, Mifuraz, which is a Machlokes Amoraim. Yeah, but Lagamri, when it's covered, Lagamri, then we learn out from Chet Shachet, that's a problem of Mifuraz. So that's clear. Again, Lachar, like Tais Bayas, that seems to learn the whole problem, the whole Yisrael of our Sugya has to do with being uncovered. Midach Yisrael.
Wait, so if you say that you don't
need Shechita before us. So, I guess, I was just speaking out.
Still need it.
You have to say in him that, you know, he's barring our Gemara, he doesn't mean to say that the whole Psul of Chalav is only for Shmuel and Al-Virah. Right? So you have to say that cutting it in Shnayim Shalosh Mekayimais, yeah, is a lesser darg of being uncovered. But if it's mamish covered, you have your shechting, and it's when it's mamish covered, you can't see it all. That's about, but that everyone all agrees. Like it is, what happened to the Shnayim Shalosh Mekayimes? That is that a problem of Farasana? But the Yisayid, again, the Yisayid Advarim is very clear in the Ravon. Yeah, Gabi, what's the Yisayid of Faras is that it's covered, like our Taitais by us over here. Midah Gisa, if you look at Ben Gershom, and we'll have to see in the Hamshach of the Gemara how that fits, yeah. But just let's look at it, you know, just on the outside. Then we'll see more in the Gemara and Taisus. What did Ben Gershom say? Am Yehuda Marad, yeah. Hichlid esasakin ben simla simin upaskai pasal. Kalaima hichlid asakin ben kana leveshit upasak esaveshit chila kedarkai machag upaskai zakana. Shlosa psula. Shahai lai lishchai. What did Ben Gershom say? Zevi? A couple lines up before the white lines. Shahai lai lishchai. Four lines up. Kedarkai. Kana bereshim adaveshim. What's the problem with halal? This is the Ben Gershom. They didn't do kedarkai. You didn't do derech shchita. Because derech shchita, a namal shchita, is you first? Hello, normal. Hello, a normal shechita. At first, you cut the kana, then you cut the veshet. Over here, you stick the knife in. You cut the veshet, then you cut the kana. Yes, that is the problem. The problem is that's not kederek shechita, not because it's covered. Because it's not kederek shita, that's where Ben Gershom starts off the sugya. That's his banner on the sugya over here. Yeah.
What about
the Maxis Simonim?
What?
That'd
be good.
After Shita, Maxis Simonim.
If you machs siman, then what? What do you do? What do you machs siman? You shaft it from behind? What did you do?
Yeah,
what? If you shaft the corner first. So what Benet Gershon tells me is that derech shechita means corner first. Now, you want to know the chayra b'machs in the simanim, the chayra one would say it's also derech shechita. The derech shechita is the cut where the simanim are. Yeah, that's basically real, I think what you're asking, sort of. Yeah, okay, that's a good aura. You know, one definitely could have thought to say that that's not derech shechita, let's see.
Rashi holds like that as well, like
Ben Gershon, right? I don't know Rashi. What do you want from Rashi? Well, before we get that, right? So again, Ben Gershon Mechayer is very clear that the Yisoy, right off the bat, the whole Yisoy of the Psul is that it's like it then. Okay. Now let's see the Gemara. Okay, so Gemara now to see Taisviz on the Avchav. Says Rashi. Gabi says Rashi. Gabi wants to look at Rashi. Why not? Says Rashi, Paskal Tachtan Kilchosai, El Shehichlid, the Chaz of Haitis a Sakin, the Chatach El Yoin Kedarkai. What do you mean by that from Rashi?
Oh, the next Rashi. So you could also do Kedarka, meaning that why did the first one didn't make Kedarka?
What?
You could also do Kedarka this one, I guess.
That's why I asked you. Is you deep from Chodrel and Kedarka? Rashi says you stuck the knife between the simanim, you caught the veshet first, and then you went back and you took out the knife and you caught the Elyon Kedarka. Okay, that might be a deer. That's not what we meant before, but
Wait.
So it's talking about when you shechted the kana, and then you mach the sakin under the second simon, and you cut it, the paskai. So then, mechayik shem kiva mtarfin, is it a reshaib and rem kiva, is it treif or nevela? Tachas Hashem is a grashi, sheshach a kfar eserishai. That's, you have from there?
No, you have matu now.
Okay, that's it. I want to get down. I can't take the pressure. Oh, so what's the kasha? So we did what's the problem over there? It's chalada. You already cut the first simon, then you went under the second simon and cut it. So we see the problem of chalada. So what's the root of Rav coming telling me, Shkayach, that if you stuck the knife between the simonim and you shechted, that you shechted the beshet, the problem is halada. Shkayach, we know that. That's the Mishnah. Imas nisin have amina, the veil of the grashim etam. Fine. Imas nisin have amina, hanimu lamatum lamalo. This is a very important Gemara. Deloi ka'ovid kederech shchita. Abel mal lamata, the ka'ovid kederech shchita. Eim eshapi domi kamash malon. Yeah? So what does Gemara say? If we just have the Mishnah, lamad beis. Zevi, hey, with us. Lock in. if you don't have the Mishnah Lamed Beis, Yes, what would I say? Oh, but there's a problem. Because what did you do? You cut the first limit. Then you stuck your knife under the second limit. You cut upwards. So there it's, maybe only there's a problem. And even if you stuck your knife between the simen, between the veshet and the kohen, you cut the veshet the regular way. It's just that you stuck the knife between the kohen and the veshet. Even that's possible. Mashmala. Says Rashi. What?
Couldn't you say in the Gemara that it's that the problem of Chalad is...
The Gemara talks about the Shleich Adarech L'chay, L'mal L'mata. Very good. In this Gemara, we're jumping at John, right? In this Gemara, the Gemara says, a riot to Ben Gershon. Yeah? Here the Gemara says, hour of thought. Ichvol gemeint. Okay? Shalad, what's the Kamashmah? Ichvol gemeint. Now, we only have the Mishnah. Lamed Beis. I would have said, says the Gemara, the problem is...
That's a good one. Gotta write that down.
The problem is that what? That you shechted from below up. That's what I would have thought the problem is. Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, no. So what is the Kamash Malon? That's why maybe Gabi's Raya is not going to be a Raya. Taste. Okay. Says Rashi...
No, Kamash Malon, that this case.
What is Kamash Malon?
Also, this case is not Kedar.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is it Mukh and Lamar that way?
Yeah.
No. You could say Kamash Malon, that the problem over there is that it's covered, not because it's Shleike Derech, but it's Kamash Malon, that no, that the problem is it's covered. So, even when you're doing Kederach, if it's covered, it's a problem. That's how you could learn the Gemara. Okay, so there's two ways to learn the Gemara. Okay, the zikha havamina, l'chayr, the havamina, l'chayr, zikha the pshat is, the problem of chalad ish like a derech. Yeah? And that's why we would have said it's only a problem when you cut one and you're going below, you're going from below up. Shail is, what's the kamash malon? That was the havamina. Kamash malon, zuk buddha marav, that even if you shech the regular way, from up to below, yeah? Meaning, you stuck the knife between the kohen and the veshet, you shech the veshet, normal, yeah? So therefore, still it's a problem. Why? Is it saying, because even that's called Shleike Derech? That not only we do it the opposite way as Shleike Derech, but even if you're doing it the regular way, but if it's underneath the other simon, does hate Shleike Derech? That's also considered Shleike Derech? Or no? Maybe Kamash Malon is, that no, the problem is not because of Shleike Derech. The problem is that it's hidden. Then it doesn't make a difference which way you cut it. So if it's hidden, so the chayr is two ways to learn the Gemara. Two ways to learn the Kamash Malon of the Gemara. That was making faces. What? Rabbi Gershon? What? What does he say? Celebration of Veshet Vedavim. Kamash Malon, the Tzula, what?
The order is the problem.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. I said, Sway's learning Gemara. I was mocked him that the Pasha of Tais over here, and the Ravon, I'll see others also, is the problem of hitting. Megarish is the problem is out of order. I said, the Gemara seems to say the problem is Alts the Shlegadera. So Megarish will learn the Kamash Malon is that. I didn't speak out of Ben Gershon. I said, two ways to learn the Kamash Malon. Meaning, whether in Maskana the Psul is Alts hidden, or in Maskana the Psul is also Shkait there, depends how you learn the Kamash Malon. So Ben Gershon will learn, the Kamash Malon is that this is also called Shleike Derech. Not only Milmar Olamat is Shleike Derech. Kum Tzegein Reb Yehuda Merav and says, even if it's hidden, it's also called Shleike Derech. That's how Reb Ben Gershon will learn. If you learn. Not right.
You keep saying
oh, I fine. Fine. That's you correct me on. Fine. No. I didn't mean that. Reb Gershon says the problem is the reason why Shleike Derech. Sorry, the reason why Shleike Derech is you need to do the kana first and then the vesh. Sorry, I wasn't precise. I just said that. I didn't mean that. Yes.
The Rav said if you hide
underneath the skin, it will be kosher. I didn't see the Gemara yet. We'll see the Gemara. We'll talk. Now, God runs away. Now get this Rashi runs away. Mamat del Mala. Yeah. The Chibon. The Tachas Hasheni Hichlid. Le'efsher Elo Mamat del Mala. Since you're shechting under the second one, right? You ready to shecht the first one, you're shechting under the second one. Le'efsher Elo Mat L'mal. By definition, it's not possible to do Mamat del Mala if you're underneath. Just technical difficulty. So Mela, that's again, that would have been the problem. Okay, I don't know what God wants for this Rashi, but anyway, that would have been the problem. Again, now the question is, what is the Kamashmo? Oh. So let's see the next Taisvis. Oishich l'asak in tach zeshen. L'paskoi. So Taisvis is bothered. Why are we talking about, why are we telling him in the case of Chalada, when you cut one simen, that's the mission over there, and now you did Chalada, you stuck the knife under the second simen. Why are we talking about that, you stuck your knife, you didn't do some other. It's not the case where you shut the one simen, then you stuck your knife under the second one. You stuck your knife between the first and second simen, and you shechted the kana. You shechted the knife between the kana dash, and you shechted the kana. Why are we talking about case not when you shechted? What's the chiddush of case? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that you shechted the kana ready? So guys, rebusa naka, afagav shukran nishcha to echad, afagav shukran nishcha to echad. The chiddush. Yeah? The chiddush, even though one simon was already nishcha. Okay?
Talk about an oaf.
What?
Talk about an oaf.
What? If we're talking about an oaf, then it'll be kosher.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so obviously we're not talking about an oaf. It doesn't have to be spoken out. What? We're not talking about an oaf. It still is a chiddush. Even though one simon was already shechted. Yeah? So, Varm Stumen, this is Tyro, what's he talking about? Let's see a second teretz. Menachanami, Urcha de Milsa, because Shachat Simon Rishon, Bahiva, Shechayzer, Baal Asis Elacha, Nitchav, Rosh Asaka, Main Simon Shein, Ilatzaba. Hey, this is again another idea. What the chiddush is? Why are we talking about where you shechted one simon and then you stuck the knife under and you shechted? That's a problem. And we don't give a case. Gavi, come back. We don't give a case where you chatchili stuck your knife between the two simonim, between the kana neveshing and you shechted the kana. So Tari says one idea is. That is a chiddush that the first simon was already shechted. The second idea, says Taisus, is that naturally, somewhat naturally, that when you, the way you do shechita, is halacha v'hayva, Taisus seems to be assuming that you, because you have a sharp enough knife, and that with the halacha, you cut through one simon, okay? You don't have to go back and forth in that simon. So in the, you went, Haylacha one simon, and then when you're doing haiva, so after you finish the first meeting and you're going back, like the Bach says, it was nitchav. Somehow, it could happen that it gets as you're going one way, as you go back the other way, it could inadvertently go underneath, and that's how you're going to shecht it. Why that should happen? Whatever. When you finish it, you pull this way and you go back, so it could happen. That's, you know what I mean? We're not here to debate Matzis. We're here to debate the halacha. Okay? That's what Taisa says. Oh. So what's the part? Why is that a chiddush? Right? Why is it, what's Taisa talking about? What's Taisa talking about? Why are these chiddushim? The fact that you already shechta one siman, the fact that somewhat naturally it might happen that when you do a halacha, you cut the kana, when you do a vav, you go back the other way, it might get stuck underneath the siman. So l'chaira, the only way to explain this taisus is if we understand the problem of chalada is eshleik ederech. Okay, if the problem of chalada is eshleik ederech, then we could begin to maybe understand a little bit what Taisus is talking about. That would be the second heretz. And the first heretz, because according to Ben Gershon, what was the problem? Why is Shlag Aderech? That's what Abraham so eloquently explained to us. Yeah, the Rabbi Gershon says, what's Shlag Aderech?
Cutting the
Veshet first. Cutting, that you're supposed to cut the Khan and then the Veshet. Okay? So, over there, the Shlag Aderech is what's the Shlag Aderech over there?
Cut the Matan Mala.
The Matan Mala, thank you. So now, so Taisus is there's a bigger chiddush, yeah. In the case when you cut one of the simanim, you cut the kana, and then you went underneath the veshet and cut a matla mala. And then in a case where chatchila, what did you do? You went underneath the kana and you shechted the kana mil matla mala.
First,
what? First. No. One second. Sorry. In that case, either way, you can't check the comment first. One second. Ah, that's not right. Unless his kasha was that why is in the case we stuck on the boat? Tais bothered. What's the chiddush over here? I know. Well, what's the other options? Before I said the other option, the mission looks like we cut the kana, and then he stuck a knife under the veshet and cut off. There's two other options to tell us that either you stuck your knife on the boat siman. Or you stuck a knife between the kana and the veshet. Okay? And you shechted the kana off. There's two other options the Mishnah doesn't discuss, which traces could be bavarning why we don't discuss that. So till now I was saying that his kasha was that why didn't we say a case you stuck your knife under the kana and you shechted it upwards. But now I want to say maybe that his kasha was that it should be the same thing. What's the case over there? You cut the veshet off, or you stuck your knife under the veshet, right? So maybe now I'm changing a little bit. Then maybe Tais Kasha was, why don't we say, Chatri, you stuck your knife under the veshet? Why? Are we talking about you cut the kana first and then you stuck your knife under the veshet? Why don't we say, Chatri, you stuck your knife under the veshet and cut upwards? That's what I'm saying now, Tais Kasha.
Doesn't it depend on the
before
answers?
I was looking one second. So now, if that was the kasha, then I could understand Taisus Teretz. And Taisus saying is that even though you already shechted one. So in other words, because if you stuck your knife, yes, under the veshet, and you did it up, yeah, you stuck your knife under the veshet, and then you cut the veshet in the corner. Then there's a double problem. Mitzad the shleik derech, there's a double problem. That Aleph, you're cutting the veshet first, and Beis, you're cutting it melmat melmala. If you stick your knife under the veshet and you cut upwards, so you're doing two things wrong. First, you're cutting the veshet first, and secondly, you're cutting it upwards. So that Taisa says, in the world of Shalei Kedera, there's a bigger chiddush, what the Mishnah talks about, where you cut the kana regularly, and then you went under the veshet, so there you don't have the problem that you shechted the kana first. There, You don't have a problem they cutting the veshet first. You ready to cut the you cut the kana first. So Mela, that's a chiddush. Even that's a problem, even though it's only even though it's just like a derech, that's also a problem. That could be the first teretz. The second teretz, what he says is that it's telling me chiddush what Zebi said before. They had the chit, what? They explained Taisus. What's Tais Teretz? Second Teretz.
He's saying it's natural.
What? That's natural. The Taisus says, since the derech is the halacha vayba, and if you go the kana halacha, then Taisus, the Bach says, it's shayach that it was nitchav. Then it was right. The nitchav arayis. It's not. We're going back. Somehow your knife could slip a little bit, and you'll go underneath when you're going back the other way. So therefore, you might have thought that that's called kederach. That the normal, in other words, to stick your knife underneath the veshe l'chatchila, that's retarded. Yeah. So that is not the derech. So therefore, that's more pashut as a problem. But if you're shechting the kana. Bahilacha. And you shech the veshet bahiva. Yeah? So then, you shech the bahiva, you shech the bahilacha. So then, we're going back, there is a time to say that naturally you go underneath. I mean, I would think that that's considered kederach. Kamash malon, then no. So, what's up? You shech the bahiva up. It's a problem. That's what chayra, the only way to make some rhyme and reason out of this tesis. But everyone should be jumping me. We raised the entire before that the problem is Shlomo. What's the problem with Chalada? That's Mefaras. That here everyone's Maida, even Rabbi Maida, that this type of Mefaras is a problem. That it has to be Mefaras, it has to be uncovered and not covered. So he's saying the problem is not like a Derech Rabbeinu Gershom. He's saying the problem is. Problem is, it's not covered. If the problem is not covered, then all the chlush we just said in Taisus,
it is covered.
Either way, it's just as covered, right? So there's no chiddush in the fact that you at least the Sfarah Taisus says, right? It's not chiddush that you cut the kana first. Okay, the first Taisus maybe you could say that if you went the way I'm learning Taisus, cash was you went on the boat, which you had to learn that way. Actually, that was it. Why does he give a case? We went on the boat. You can say that if you shech the one, so it's less covered, even though the chayr doesn't make a difference, right? Once it's covered by one sim, it's covered by two sim on him. I don't know how much of a chiddush that is. And the other teretz for sure, there's no svara that because you're going halacha vayva, they went underneath it, that should be a svara lagabe being covered. A chiddush in the world of being covered. Oh. So chayr, it's a problem. But if you look at Tais Nachav, where Tais has a bikkurah Rashi. Okay, let's get back into the Gemara for a second. The Gemara wanted to know why if you shech. Yes, you're malik b'sakin. You do malika with a sakin, which means you go in the back of the neck, and you shech in the back of the neck, which is what malika is all about. Okay, and it says that it's a nevela. So there's three options. Why is it a nevela? Ze'iri says because you broke the mafrekes. And Roy Basar, that made it an Avela. Before you even got to the Simonim. Yes, Moshe. Before you even got to the Simonim, you made it an Avela. Because since you're doing Malika with the Sakin, so you made it an Avela. By shechting the Frekes and the Roy Basar until you get to the Simonim. That's option number one. The Gemara is trying to do away with that option, saying no Raya for the Mishnah. And we have two other options. Vuna says, because you're machlit. What's the problem of Machlit? Now let's read Rashi on Machlit. It says Rashi, Shu Machlit. Lachash and Espark of Pirke Etzim, Ninat Sasakin, Tachas Etzim. Lefish Ein Etzim, Espash Lekan Lekan, Kederuk Sharbez Eshchita, Kishachoyt Chanoisoy, Eloim and Mekoymot, Kishachoyt Echasakin, Tachas Etzim, Habalei Chaloda. The problem is that the bone closes, yeah? It doesn't spread apart. Mela.
It doesn't close down.
What?
Does it close? It doesn't spread apart.
Then whatever. I mean, if it doesn't spread apart, it remains
it's
closed.
A little slit, but it's not like.
Say it.
It doesn't like smear like that.
It's not mirror cover. Say it. But the point is that it's closed. Yeah.
Can't see through it. The knife is there.
One second. Yeah. Oynum kaimer, because you chayt chasakin, tachas etzim havelei chalod. Yeah, it's not mirvach rava. Says Rashi is chalod. Rashi is a bit sussing of it. Says Taisus, neishu machlid, pirusha kuntris. Lachshe is marked by etzim, because you know it's chasakin tachas etzim. The fish ain't etzim is special kan al kan. Kedar Shabbat Shechita, Shlomo. Kishechayt chen oisai, Ella, oimed b'mkaimai. Kishechayt chasak, that's it, it's my b'chulad. Ula pirusha is oktaisvis, le'ayir b'sak in rechava. Okay? In other words, Taisa understands b'das Rashi. The problem is that the knife, if you have a thin knife, yeah? So the knife gets lost between in the bone. Yeah, in the bone of my frakes, since it, you know, if it would be mirvach ravach, okay, so you see the knife. But if it's not mirvach ravach, it remains closed. I don't want to say closes up, God, get all mad at me. Okay, it remains closed. The mela, you don't see the knife. That's the problem of chalad, you don't see the knife. So it was up to Isafiz, Tyson says, no, if you have a big fat knife, yeah, a big fat knife, so then the knife is sticking out, so it shouldn't be a problem. That's how what Tais is saying, B'shitas Rashi. Yeah? The Beis Halevi, Chelek Gimel, Simchot Beis, want to say that Rashi would hold what he's saying, even if it's a big knife. Yeah, the Rashi saying that the problem is you're not going to see the Beis Hashchita. So then Echnami, you'll see the knife, but according to Rav Huna, you have to see the Beis Hashchita. That's the problem. Okay, the reason why it's a problem of chalad over here is it's not enough to see the night. Beis Levi explains that that's Rashi. And he wants to even tell you, he's not saying that the Taz really has a kash in Rashi. That goes, hooray, you know, the Gemara doesn't say we're talking about the night. Yeah? Gemara says we're talking about the night. I'm curious, Gemara's mash we're talking about it in any case. Because Gemara asks, the Gemara is saying you do. Okay, whatever. What? Oh, that's very good. You have the chasha, huh? The chash because of halacha meiva. Very good. Now, whatever. Point is, zok the Beis Halevi. The Rashi is also Rashi saying is they need a thick knife. So the point is not that it's why is the halacha that there it is. You need to see a knife. You can't see the Beis Hashchita. Okay. So the fact that it's not mirvach rava gavi meila. Yeah, if it was mirvach, you could see the Beis Hashchita. Now it's not mirvach ravach, even though you could see the knife, you can't see the Beis Hashchita. Okay? And even a little knife, you'd be able to see it. You know what I mean? It's not much like a, you know, sliver. But anyway.
The bone doesn't close up at all?
I have a Kabbalah from Gabi. It doesn't close up, it just doesn't open. Okay?
Okay, but if it doesn't close up, then even a thin knife should
be
good.
What
do you mean? Good. Why? Because you could still see the hole where it cut.
In terms of understanding of Rashi?
It does close up.
Okay, it does close up. Like Tyson got. Okay. Zok Tyson. Lev Taisis argues in Rashi. Right? Benira, no, the Chosh Chalada, if you just shaykh it, listen carefully, everybody says, Shlomo, what does Taisis say? Benira, the narrow line, the Chosh Chalada, why? Lefi?
Sheshacha.
Sheshaykh it asimanim?
Where is it?
Mimata Lamala. Mimata Lamala. I feel a sack in Rechav, you have a big fat knife. P-H-A-T. Yeah? And you cut it. It's still a problem. Ah, you see the knife? Yeah? Terry, what's the problem? You're going backwards. We do Malika. Where do you start from? You start from the back of the neck. What simon do you hit first? The Beshe. And how are you cutting it? From below to above. Yeah?
So you can consider below to
above.
What? It's considered bottom to top if it's upside down.
Yeah, it's upside down.
It's upside down the way it's supposed to be shechted. It's upside down the way shechita is supposed to be done.
Malika is not upside down.
You're not doing Malika, you're doing shechita.
But you're doing Malika with a knife.
You're doing the mice and Malika with a knife. But you're shechting. We're handling shechita. It's not a kashrut. It's not a kosher malicha, we're not handling malicha.
Well, of course not.
Okay, so Elmai, the shayla is it nevela gabe shechita? Is it at least a shechita?
So it's considered
a... The issue is a shechita, okay? So what I'm doing is I'm shechting a knife, I'm shechting a bird, the way I do malicha. So, okay, it says Taisis, it's a matmamala. Good, you could have maybe argued. It's not Buchotai's point, but you could definitely hear it. My seven says it's a matmam shechita, you're doing it the wrong way. Okay? Now, oh. So what Taisis is telling me? What's the problem of Chalada? What's the problem of Chalada, of Taisis? They're probably doing the wrong way. In other words, it's clear. And when our Gemara, where does he get this mind? It comes from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if I would have said over there, I would say, the problem is Mat L'mala. Right? I would have said, the problem is Mat L'mala. Kamash Malon. Oh, so what we said before, what was the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon is the Kamash Malon that's not the problem. The problem is that it's covered, right? So Taisis is clear that the Kamash Malon is not that it's covered. The problem is that it's covered, not that it's matal mala. That remains. And here Taisis chayra. It's a little tricky, yeah. In Taisis, it would seem that both is true. In other words, our Gemara says, if we just say over there, I would say the problem is mat l'mala. If we just say a case where you shecht the kana, stuck the knife underneath, shecht it up, the problem is mat l'mala. I would say that's the problem. Kamash Malon reviewed them around, that no, even if it's l'mala l'mala, so it's not a problem of shleik derech, but still is a problem of that it's covered. So you could have said, okay, that's the whole problem. There aren't two problems. The only problem is that it's covered. Yeah? The only problem is that it's covered. That's the equivalent of the Gemara. Okay, that's what I would have learned the Gemara in the Taisis tells me the problem is being covered. I mean, even in the Mishnah, the problem is that it's covered. But it comes to our Taisis of Chav is very clear that the problem of Mat L'mala, even in Maskana, which means. Now, when our Gemara says, if it would have said the Mishnah, yes, if it would have just said the Mishnah, where you cut the kana, stuck the knife underneath, and shaft it upwards, I would say the problem is Mat L'mala. Kamash Malon, even when you do it the other way. Yeah, you stuck your knife between, and you shaft it straight down. Oh, but meaning there's also a problem of there's also a problem that's covered. Even the Mat L'mala is a problem. It's also a problem that it's covered.
Where in the Gemara do you see a problem that it's covered?
One second. Taisa says, because what's it doing here? The whole Gemara. You don't see in the Gemara. The whole Gemara is Taisa's thousand problems that it's covered. Because why is it here? Not what it says in the Gemara. Where the Gemara is. The fact that it's here on Laman Abayz, that's what tells me. Oh. So Taisis, you have to say that the ma'aseh both is true. So in Chalada, there's a problem of that's covered, and there's also a problem of that's like a derech. Yes? Is that clear in Taisvis? Taisvis by all says that why is this whole sugi here? Because it's following the sugi on the faras. That l'chari means the problem of chalad is that it's covered. We're making faces. The problem is that it's covered. And yet, Taiz Chavim Beis says very clearly that the problem by when you shech, yeah, when you do malika with a sakin, Gabi, what's the problem with malika with a sakin?
It covers.
According to Taiz, what does Taiz say? Because you did the banah, right? Oh, Samela says clear. Samela, the way Taiz is going to learn our Gemara, it's not that we switch, it's that we add it. Besides the problem of shleiket der bottom up, there's also a problem of that's uncovered. That's covered. Oh, so Mele Vega, Mele Fize. Gotta finish one third. Mele Fize, Gabi's back, so we go. Mele Fize, by saying, we come to our Taisus, second Taisus. Yeah? Moshe. So we come to the second Taisus, and Taisus gives me Tzrichus's why in the mission over there. It's telling me a case of. First you shech the kana, and then you stuck your knife under the vesh and did it. Why did Tommy Kaysa Khatri stuck your knife and did it that way? So he gives two trutzim. We said the two trutzim only work if it's in Sfaras of Shlek Derech. The answer is yeah. I tell you, the second ago said the problem of frost, the problem is that's covered. Teretz is El Veil Devik Mechaim. They're both true. Yeah? They're both true. And our Gemara, Yehuda Meravid says, if you stuck your knife between the Kohen and the Besh, you shecht it down. So there's no problem with Shlokei Derech. No, it's not like a man in Gershon who learns everything is Shlokei Derech. It's not like the Rebbon who learns everything the problem is, Al's uncovered. Taiz holds, there's both problems. So on the problem with Bey, the problem is he shecht it upwards. And that Taiz is going to be as far as why that's a bigger Chiddush. Why is it bigger Kiddush? Yes? They did it the Israeli for a sinner. But yet, when it comes to the Marab, the problem is that it's covered.
I can't tell.